my school was cutting art education out of the system, I would tell them to look at what your students are producing now and then look at what those students go and do in the future. Because my film photography teacher, he has had many, many students pursue this in their lives, and they are very successful, and they email him back being like, look what I did, and it all becomes so impressive. And I just advise them to talk to the students that are in those programs right now and see how they feel about the art education and what it does for them, and then look at their work, and then look at the people who have graduated, because I think art programs, though they may be undervalued, they are so important to those who take them.
You two are not only very creative and talented, you're also very wise. Thank you, both for being here. Joya and Sydney, I hope we'll see you again soon. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions on WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh,
Apache Junction, Goldfield,
Anatomy of the Ear, an annual event where WRCT DJs take over the airwaves to play hour-long sets of their favorite genres all weekend long. Tune into Anatomy of the Ear this Friday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 a.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Regular programming will return Monday morning.
Tube City Online.
Anatomy of the Ear is supported in part by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives, Spack Brothers offers takeout or delivery for pizzas, hoagies, wings, and more. For more information, email spackhelp@gmail.com or visit spackbrothers.com. I'll be playing alternative dream rock, a subgenre of alternative rock that prioritizes atmospheric soundscapes, ethereal vocals, and a dreamy, immersive quality.
She used to love me, but she don't no more. God, step it up and go.
Hey, guys, wait.
Yeah, go.
And step it up and go at the Saturday Light Brigade. And I should have mentioned, and maybe you already figured it out, that our last hour today will not be heard at WRCT because their massive music, Anatomy of the Ear programming kicked off yesterday and continues. Throughout the weekend. So if you lost us all of a sudden and are now listening online or another station, thank you for doing that. If only I had mentioned that just before things entered, or just before things started. We're glad you are here just the same. And in a moment, the great Ken Waldman is going to join us. He is Alaska's fiddling poet. And then thereafter, Slim Forsyth and the Boss Stingrays.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The world premiere of the Prime Stage Theater production of Mr. Edgar Allan Poe Presents Tales of Mystery, Horror, and Imagination takes place this weekend at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's Northside, ending on November 16th as part of its 29th season. More details are available at primestage.com.
Subscribe to our monthly Youth Media Center newsletter to learn about the dozens of free workshops, meetups, and other programs SLB offers to teens every month. Each newsletter includes registration information, as well as an easy-to-print calendar of teen opportunities that make it easy to spread the word to the teens in your life. To subscribe, visit slbradio.org/subscribe.
Now, I relearned something this week, or maybe I learned it for the first time. Let me say hello to Ken Waldman, who is here now. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, Larry. How are you?
Good. Where do I find you today?
I am in Southern Illinois. Exactly. I'm in Marion, Illinois, which is it's a fine little town that I'm going to be back here for most of the first week of December. So I was driving east from Kansas City en route to Pittsburgh and detoured through here to have a couple meetings to make sure my early December will go well here.
And are you pretty much on the road full-time again?
I've been on the road, in a sense, full-time, except during that pandemic time.
Yeah.
I've been on the road since, it seems like, for years and years, but especially it's the old joke of a musician or touring artist without a partner. It's kind of like, oh, he's homeless, but I'm actually just on tour all the time, and I have a bunch of new books and some CDs, too, a few years ago. But the books, it seems like a really good time to be out in the world and sharing what I do.
It is. And I started to say I learned something new or relearned something new. I forgot what an acrostic was. That style.
That's what you were going to talk about. Yeah.
You were kind enough to send us some new books to add to our library. And we have kids who, teens who respond very intensely and get involved with poetry workshops that we do here. A lot of youth poets who are creating wonderful work. And I can't wait to share these books with them. One of them I'm looking at is called Modern Acrostics. And if you, well, how would you describe an acrostic to people who might not know the form?
For folks in radio land, imagine going back to elementary school or middle school, and it's taking the first letters on the left side of a line. So it's just, and it spells that, it's almost like a code where it spells it going down on the left side. So it's letter by letter, and it's, that's an acrostic. And I've found in the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years, as I travel, and if I'm going especially into schools, but it's increasingly just into communities, I write an acrostic for the community because it gives something of the place, and then I try to write something that works with not only the acrostic, but works as you read the lines across. They go, oh, talking about the place, and the title is ends up being the acrostic word going down on the left side. I hope that's a decent explanation of it.
It's a great one, and it also, I mean, what I like about language, not exclusively, but I like it when there is a constraint that you need to write to. And in this case, I was so thrilled to see a poem dedicated to Mark Tamsula, Richard Withers, and Sam Baird, who we know quite well. They've been on the air with us for many years. And that one is called this.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, listening to Anatomy of the Ear, an annual event where WRCT DJs take over the airways to play hour-long sets of their favorite genres all weekend long. Tune into Anatomy of the Ear this Friday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 a.m., here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Regular programming will return Monday morning. Anatomy of the Ear is supported in part by SPAC Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives, SPAC Brothers offers takeout or delivery for pizzas, hoagies, wings, and more. For more information, email spachelp@gmail.com or visit spacbrothers.com. I'll be playing alternative dream rock, a subgenre of alternative rock that prioritizes atmospheric soundscapes, ethereal vocals, and a dreamy, immersive quality.
Like this.
to my alternative dream rock, Speaky. I really hope you enjoyed. Have a great day.
I'm Melinda Crawford, a Scottish fiddler, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Are you all ready for an hour's worth of Fiddles Hot? I'm Mando Richard. Get ready. Up first, Bob Wills.